It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Mfundisi, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me again here.
Yeah, Mfundisi, our question for today, I do imagine that it's a fairly necessary question to ask, but a question that I'm sure you are fully capable of answering. How do Christians reconcile the diversity of beliefs within Christianity itself? How do Christians reconcile the diversity of beliefs within Christianity itself?
Yeah. That is a very... It's yet another difficult question, but...
I'm sure you can handle it, Mfundisi.
We're going to try and answer it. You see, Christianity, number one, is not meant to have many differences. If we're doing things right, we would have just one belief, one way of doing things, one day of worship. But unfortunately, we have many diversities because of the, and some of these diversities can be traced back to history. When you look at the breakaway from the mainstream church into what we now call Protestant churches,
right?
All these Protestant churches, some of them, the mistake they made is that when they broke away and discovered a certain truth, they did not move. They just took that discovery and stayed there,
right?
And never progressed, never allowed themselves to study more and have more enlightenment. That is why you see from this breakaway, you have this church, and from that church, there's another breakaway, because
right,
people will move to tradition. There's something with us when you are used to doing something, you are raised up in a certain church, it's difficult to leave it,
right?
Because we believe it is history, it is part of your history, and you are meant to be there. And that is mainly the challenge when it comes to Christianity.
Right.
Most of the people are sticking to what they are sticking to, not because that is what they have seen from the Word of God, but because that is what they are used to, and that is what they were raised to. And that is why we have this many diversities. So it's difficult for someone who is Lutheran to change and be a Baptist, or a Baptist to change and be an Adventist.
Right.
All this, it's mainly because people are attached to their tradition.
Right.
And it is, and I tell you, we can't reconcile these beliefs. We can only get what is true from all these different denominations.
Okay.
Because whether we like it or not, there is some traces of truth in all of them. It's just that some have chosen not to progress in terms of receiving more truth. And when you choose to have this truth and you choose to avoid the other truth, it is as good as not accepting the truth at all. So it is very difficult to reconcile these diversities. We can only encourage people to stick to what moved the pioneers. They were all moved by something they called sola scriptura, the Bible and the Bible alone. So if we all stick to what the Bible says, then I feel that is a better form of reconciliation, doing what the Bible says.
I'm hearing you, Mfundisi. I'm just worried about something that you said that I'm not quite sure I understand. When you say there are traces of truth in all of these beliefs, all of them have got traces of truth?
Yes, yes. All of them. You look at the Baptist church, it has the right form of baptism, but you can't just stick to the right form of baptism and then you ignore other doctrines. So all of them have some doctrine. All of them, most of them.
Not granted, they all have doctrine. That's not what I'm asking. I'm talking about you suggesting that all of their beliefs have got traces of truth in them. I'll give you one obvious example, Mfundisi. The state of the dead. This has become one of the biggest points of deception in the world. There is no truth in believing that dead people are alive somewhere, Mfundisi. How do we say there are traces of truth in that?
I'm not talking about one doctrine.
I agree, Mfundisi. I'm suggesting to you that do we not need perhaps to be more circumspect when we're saying there are traces of truth in all of them?
Yeah, because most of them believe in the Trinity, that there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But you see their reception of truth. For example, the one that you just raised, the state of the dead, that is where others fail to progress. They stick to one truth, but they fail to accept the other truths. But as a Christian, you have to accept everything that the Bible says. That is mainly. I'm not saying everything about them is true. I'm not saying everything about them is true. I'm just saying, at a certain time in history, there was a point where what they had was true. But when people progressed, then they failed to progress, and then it just remained as something that people follow because of religion. Because my great grandparents were going to this church, then I am also going to this church, but not really because someone has studied the Bible or someone believes that what is done there is what the Bible says.
So you're saying that there is no way of reconciling all of these faiths, Mfundisi. Did I hear you well?
Yeah, I was saying the better form of reconciliation is to just go back to sola scriptura.
They all believe in that, Mfundisi. They all say, I was sticking to the Bible. It's you who doesn't understand the Bible. That's the general argument that no, we are the ones who are right. You are wrong.
Yeah, then when you go to the history of the Christian church, you study Christian theology and you look at schools of interpretations, someone should be able to know which form of interpretation is better. For example, we believe we have taken a form which does not only look at history but also looks at the future. And that is our form of interpretation. And I believe that one is good because even as we want to progress, we don't forget the history. It helps us it informs us on what the future might be. So some have chosen to do it the allegorical way, where they believe everything in the Bible has a hidden meaning. And that way, people just chose to go to take that route, which is not right. But when you do it rightfully, you do your hermeneutics well, then you know that when you do it that way, there's no way you can fail to be where we are.
That's what I was suggesting, Funis, that they all believe that they're hermeneutically correct. And when you challenge their hermeneutics, they are saying, no, my hermeneutic is correct. Yours is flawed. Some even argue, no, you made a mistake at exegesis level. Now you think you're going to have a correct hermeneutic and yet your exegesis is wrong? And some are even proud to say, in some areas you need to eisegize. You can't just take it only. You need to put into it there. So I'm not quite sure if we just help out there, Mfundisi. What do we say?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate that we live in such a world. That's why I was saying it is difficult to reconcile the diversities. Remember, I mentioned that the devil is here, and he's really at work. And his work is, he enjoys it when we are more divided. And if we are not careful, we will be divided for long. But the only thing that will help unite us is to stick to what the Bible says and forget what people say about the Bible.
Okay. Okay, Funis. Let me leave you at that, Funis, so that we don't. these are very difficult questions.
This is a very rough week.
Thank you, Funis. Appreciate your time. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you, Ali.
Go, Funis.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.